Virginia's Shenandoah Valley is one of the most scenic farming regions in the world. The Fertile Valley is flanked by tree-lined ridges near the state's border with West Virginia. It's also the place where Northern and Southern soldiers clashed over control of what was then the nation's breadbasket. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. As the Civil War entered its fourth year, it appeared the Union Army was slowly getting the upper hand in the conflict.
In the spring of 1864, the Union government's war effort had taken on a very new direction in that they had the resources and the men and now the leadership to really attack the Confederacy simultaneously on several fronts.
Scott Harris is the director of the New Market Battlefield State Historical Park in New Market, Virginia. He says this new strategy, including securing the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia.
This theater of war was not one of the primary ones, but it was an important one because the valley was a source of foodstuffs for the Confederacy. It was called the breadbasket. And it was an important strategic area in respect to Washington, the way that troops coming out of here could threaten it.
The Northern Army, under the command of Franz Sigel, was moving south through the valley. The Confederate troops moved north to stop his advance.
He's faced by a smaller Confederate army under General John C. Breckinridge, who was a very well-known person, former Vice President of the United States and the runner-up to Lincoln in the 1860 election.
The armies met at the small village of New Market on May 15, 1864. Among the Confederate troops that day were the cadets from the Virginia Military Institute, VMI.
For the most part, 270 roughly young men there at VMI in Lexington, 84 miles from New Market, had not seen combat. They were regarded as the seed corn of the Confederacy. They were the future. If the Confederacy had one, these were some of the future leaders that would be a part of it, military and political. So they weren't risked lightly.
But those cadets would wind up in the front of the battle, and their story is still one commemorated by VMI today. That's next time as we travel the countryside. New Market, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.